Hello, good afternoon. My name is Joe calling on behalf of Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. We're doing a survey for locals of Texas. Can you be so kind of share your opinion with us? It's a very short survey.
About what?
Basically, local issues in Texas and the upcoming congressman elections. That's all it is, man. I'll be brief.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. I do appreciate it. Now, how's your day so far? Okay. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. When it comes to politics, miss, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote or wait until November to vote in a general election?
I will vote in the primary.
Thank you. You definitely vote.
Yes.
Thank you. Moving forward. First answer, if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people, Beto O'Rourke.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Now, if you have not heard of anybody or don't know, just let me know, okay? Ruben Becerra.
I'm sorry, what were the categories?
Very favorable. Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Debbie Gonzalez.
Don't know.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Chevo Pastrano.
Don't know.
Okay. Roland Gutierrez?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And moving forward, Greg Salsar. Kosar.
Very favorable.
Thank you. And Aaron Zwiener?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Moving forward, miss. Now, in a Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, would you vote for Colin Allred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
Allred.
Thank you. In a Democratic primary for the state, for the Texas State House, which candidate, Aaron Zwiener or Chevro Pastrano, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Zwiener.
Thank you. Moving forward. Here's some more information about these two candidates in the Democratic primary, Texas State House. Chevo Pastrano is a lifelong resident of Hays County who grew up on a river road in San Marcos as the son of farm workers, moved to Kyle, graduated from Texas State, worked in the local sheriff's office, and is now a successful defense attorney. Chevo is a progressive fighter for democratic values whose priorities will be increased school funding and teacher pay, ensure LGBTQ rights, get funding to end gridlock on age 35 and increase the minimum wage. Now, Erin Zwiener is in her third term as a state house member, where her record as a common sense progressive hard worker and rules expert means she is effective both at stopping extreme Republican bills and advocating for Hays County. Erin is a mom who volunteers at her child's school, an educator, an author, and conservative. By training, Erin works to protect abortion rights, to increase funding for our schools and teachers, to maintain local control over growth and development. And she founded the Energy and Climate Caucus to tackle climate change in Texas. Now, based on all this, Miss, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State, how would you be voted for if you had to choose today? Aaron Zwiener or Cheryl Pastrana?
Zwiener.
Thank you. Now, we're almost done. Now, Miss, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some candidates' position on each of the following issues. Are are you two in deciding who will you support in the Democratic primary election for state representative? Use a 1 to 5 scale, with 5 meaning most important and 1 meaning not important at all. Okay. Now, these candidates that are running for this position, these are some of the issues. Okay. Which one do you think is growth, development, and traffic congestion? From 1 to 5, how important do you think that is?
5.
Okay. What about vouchers? Stopping Governor Abbott's plan to give taxpayer dollars to parents who send their kids to private religious schools.
5.
Thank you. What about voting rights and protecting democracy?
5.
Strengthen Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts.
5.
Fully fund public education from the state to take the burden off local property taxes.
5.
Fight against Texas new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process.
1.
And climate change and protecting the environment.
5.
And restoring abortion rights.
5.
Gun laws restricting the sale of assault weapons.
5.
Thank you. Moving forward, almost done. When it comes to the issue of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? One whose pro-life religious beliefs lead them to support some of Texas restrictions on abortion to stop the loss of unborn lives, or one who is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore Texas women's rights and give doctors the freedom to perform medically necessary procedures?
Free choice.
The second one? Or the first one? Would you like me to repeat it?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I think it's
the second one? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here are a few statements you might hear about that are critical of a candidate's record or actions of a candidate for the Texas State House. Answer if each would cause you to definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or would that make a difference to you? As a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including one who raped his 13-year-old stepdaughter, and argued in court that the rape was the girl's fault. Would you definitely vote against that person, probably vote against that, or would that make a difference?
Definitely vote against it.
Okay. Now, the candidate failed to gain endorsement of several local elected officials, reflecting criticism they are not in touch with Hayes County. Would you definitely vote against that, probably, or would that make a difference?
I didn't understand the question.
Okay. The candidate, the one who's running, failed to gain endorsements of several local elected officials, reflecting criticism they are not in touch with Hayes County.
I have to pass on that one. I don't understand it.
The candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying business taxes. Would you definitely vote against that person? Probably vote, or would that make a difference?
Definitely against.
Okay. And while the candidate lives in Hayes County now, they grew up in a wealthier part of Austin and attended college elsewhere. So they don't have strong, deep roots here. Would you vote against that person? Definitely, probably, or?
No, I wouldn't vote against that.
So it would not make a difference?
No.
Okay. Now, the candidate working as an attorney tried to get his brother, who was a sheriff's deputy, accused of sexual molestation, set free on a technicality, even though the brother, while on duty, forced a Texas State student in the back of his squad car to remove her clothing as he groped her. Now, would you definitely vote against that person, probably, or would that make a difference?
Definitely against.
Okay, thank you. Now, we're almost done, Mrs. Moving forward. Now, we're at 90% here, man. Now, lastly, some statements about the record of State Representative Aaron Zwiener. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Erin is known for her hard work and intelligence, including a three-time Jeopardy champion. Her mastery of the legislative process has made her one of the most effective Democrats at stopping dangerous Republican bills. Now, does that have a very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very, very positive.
Thank you. Erin Zwiener has a record delivering for Hayes County, including increased funding for Texas State University and giving local communities tools to manage growth. How does that make you feel, boss?
Very favorable.
Okay. Erin Zwiener has been on the front lines fighting against Texas Republicans' extreme abortion bans, including the Bounty Hunter Bill, restrictions against out-of-state travel, and criminalizing doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant Texans.
Very faithful.
After listening to grieving local parents who lost children to drug overdoses, Erin passed a law to fund education about the dangers of fentanyl in public schools.
Very favorable.
And Erin Zwiener is a leader in the legislature to protect LGBTQ plus rights.
Very favorable.
As the only member of the Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Zwiener leads on fighting climate change, protecting clean air and water, and conserving open space.
Favorable.
Now, Representative Zwiener successfully fought hard stopping Governor Abbott's recent voucher scheme that would have robbed billions in funding from public schools and teachers to instead pay for private and religious schools. Would that make you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative about it?
Very positive.
Thank you. Now, the last few questions in this are just for statistical purposes, okay? This is the last one. Now, after hearing this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote if you had to choose today? Erin Zwiener or Sheva Pastrano?
Zwiener.
Okay. And now, could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 to 54, 55, 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Okay. Do you consider yourself of Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage?
No.
Okay. Now, do you consider yourself African-American or black?
No. I'm white.
Now, okay. What was the last grade you completed in school, miss?
Master's degree.
Okay. And how long have you lived in Hayes County? 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20, 21 to 30, 30 years or more, or native here?
21 to 30.
Okay. Now, Miss, you know, I really want to thank you for taking your time to answer this survey. It's been a pleasure. We have completed, okay? I do want to thank you, okay? Enjoy the rest of your day.
Who are you working for?
Okay. It's called Opinion Survey. Opinion. You can look it up on the website, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.